actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Hosha Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wotjobaluk, the Wagaya, Jagagog, Jagwa, and Jagwajali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Please be seated. Welcome, councillors, staff, members of the public and the media to our council meeting. My name is Councillor Robin Gillane, Mayor of Hosha Rural City Council. I advise the public that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive, which will be available on the Hosha Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being streamed live on the internet. As we are all present, there are no apologies tonight. Are there any requests for leave of absence, councillors? No? Thank you. Confirmation of the minutes from the December 14, 2020 meeting. Councillors, I have a recommendation in front of me. Is someone prepared to move that motion? Thank you, Councillor Power. Please read the motion.
That the minutes emanating from the ordinary meeting of the Horsham Rural City Council held in the Horsham Council Chamber, Civic Centre of Horsham, at 5:30 p.m. on the 14th of December 2020 be adopted.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Bell. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on tonight's agenda they wish to declare? No, thank you. We have no public questions tonight. Moving on to officer reports 9.1. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the investment attraction and growth report for November 2020. Councillors, I have a recommendation there.
Could I just ask a question through the chair first, please? I just wanted to ask either, I'm not sure if it's Mr. Barlow or Mr. O'Brien, the Victoria's Big Housing Bill, it says that the state government also approved Amendment VC187 to planning schemes across Victoria, which introduces a new particular provision to streamline the planning permit process for housing projects by or on behalf of the Director of Housing. I just wondered what the implications of that are for the local situation, and will it be assessed by council staff or will these permits come to council, and will there be an opportunity for objections from neighbouring properties if it applies?
Mr. O'Brien.
Through you, Madam Mayor, with the big house bill, the minister will be assessing applications. Council will be able to submit its comments in relation to any proposed planning permits being considered for those particular developments as part of that initiative. But in that case, we don't consider the objections as a council. It's done through the minister who's got the authority to make a decision on those developments.
It does actually say, though, that if that's for 10 or more dwellings or apartments, but it says for proposals less than 10 dwellings, that will be assessed by the local council.
I thought you were talking about the major developments rather than the small size developments. That's correct.
So we'll be potentially both, Councillor Bell. Okay, some of
the smaller ones will come to us and the larger ones that the minister will have responsibility for.
Yes. And I do have one on a question, please, Madam Mayor, on outdoor dining. And I'm not sure whether this should be Mr. O'Brien or Mr. Barlow, so I'll leave it with you. The question, the outdoor dining refers to the expansion of outdoor dining, will be a combination of casual and permanent infrastructure. In November 2019, in the section 9.13 of the City to River motion that was moved with the CAD revitalisation sub-precinct, it said, with regards to parking arrangements, any reconfiguration will be subject to further consultation with business and other stakeholders as part of the schematic and detailed design stage. I know that was part of the City to River, but we're still talking of the proposed changes as being in line with the City to River So I'm wondering how this gives up consultation for any potential changes to parking for permanent outdoor would be dealt with, please.
Mr. O'Brien.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the Parklets Initiative funding came post the City and River planning process. So there is funding for some additional infrastructure in the Central Activity District, but we're very mindful that over the next few months we'll be doing a detailed planning process for the Central Activity District, so that we do need to be mindful of. So currently we're doing some consultation based not only directly with businesses, but also based on the first parklet that's been put in place around ideas for additional infrastructure. But we have to be, we're also being mindful that the long-term, those parklets in the long-term, so we need to spend that funding by the end of June. We're also going through this planning process, so we've got to get the balance between this extra infrastructure, the CAD, and that planning process that we're going to do over the next few months.
So consultation will be part of that. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, so we'll come back to our motion, our recommendation at the 9.1 for the investment and track growth. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Mayor Galeen. I recommend that Council receive and note the investment attraction and growth report for November 2020.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Finn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does any council wish to speak to this motion? Therefore, I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 9.2, reconstruction and widening of Drumjung Road, contract 21/003. The purpose of this report is to award contract for the reconstruction of 2.145 kilometres of Drumjung Road as follows. Stage 2 from Chainage 2915 to Chainage 4020, 1.095 kilometres, and Stage 3 from Chainage 4020 to Chainage 5070, 1.05 kilometres. Councillors, we have a recommendation there. Do I have someone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
I move that Council accept the tender submitted by Miller Civil Contractors for the reconstruction of Drumjung Road Stages 2 and 3 for the lump sum price of $762,575.
Thank you. Can someone second that, please? Thank you, Councillor. Is this motion opposed? Would anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell.
I really believe that road definitely needs to be improved, and I look forward to seeing it completed.
Thank you. Would anyone else, Councillor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I'm the same as Councillor Bell. I think it's a fantastic idea to do that. I'm just waiting on the rest of the road to be finished. I'm a bike rider, push bike rider, and that is a fantastic track to take around, a road to take around there. It really is. You can start off here in Horsham, go to Kalkoo Road, cross to Doon, down through Doon, and out the road. It's one of those roads, very little traffic at times, but it's very safe for cyclists. So a great idea, great recommendation, and I can't wait for the rest of the road to be finished off. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you, Carrie. Okay. 9.3, Audit and Risk External Committee Member Allowances. The purpose of this report is to review and determine the Audit and Risk Committee independent members' allowances. Councillors, we have a recommendation there. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
That Council increase the level of the Audit and Risk Committee members' allowance to $750 per meeting for the chairperson and $450 per meeting for the other independent members, and that the fee increase by CPI or 0%, whichever is the greater, effective 1st of July each year.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Finn. Is anyone opposed to that motion?
I've just got a question, if I can, yes. Please, Madam Mayor. I was just wondering whether, seeing that the recommendations going up now, that 1st of July will apply this year as well, seeing there's already an increase
so
in it.
From 1st of July last year?
I'm just wondering whether we need a date.
This in 2021.
Yes.
Please,
through you, Madam Mayor. I hadn't actually thought about that, but I think, yes, it would apply, but CPI has been very low at the moment, so it would be only a very, very minor amount.
Yep. So, sorry, Madam Mayor, so is it appropriate that we actually put effective on the end of that motion?
Is it effective from today, from this meeting, or... we're talking about the CPI increase going from 1 July. To me, the actual increase in their allowance should be from tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say.
Yes.
So we don't need to put effective. So it's the increase is effective from tonight. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, so does anyone else wish to speak? All right, all those in favour? Thank you, that is carried. Item 9.4. The purpose of this report is to name a reserve on Marden Drive, Horsham, as the Jack Shear Reserve. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Would anyone be prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haydell.
I recommend and move a motion that Council proceed to name the entire reserve alongside Burnt Creek on Marden Drive as the Jack Shear Reserve, as depicted on the map in this report, sections A, B and C.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Ross. Is this motion opposed? Would anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Haydell, would you please open the debate?
I believe that there's a great history connection with this family, family name in Horsham, particularly Jack Shear, and I believe that it's a very, very good thing for the community, and there'll be a lot of people happy with this as they walk through that nature reserve.
Thank you. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Mayor Galee. I was never fortunate enough to meet Jack, but I heard about his legend, I guess, and he's a great citizen of Horsham, his generosity. It's able to, it was fantastic, and it's an honour to support this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor
Fife. It's awesome to see another community member on it. Great to see Jack here on it, and also his brother Donald is also on it with Shear Guide in Haven. So I think that's fantastic that another community member is on it with. In this way, thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? I'd just like to say when I read through the report and saw how active he'd been, and the fact that he donated 40 acres of his own land to the development of the Kaikana Day Centre and maintained an interest in that facility until his death in 2014 really speaks to the generosity and the character of the man. And I think this is a terrific way to recognise and remember him. So I fully support it. Councillors, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Thanks, Harry. Number 9.5, financial hardship report for the period to 31 December 2020. The purpose of this report is to receive a note of update on requests for financial relief for council rates and other charges due to COVID-19. Could I have someone? We have a recommendation in front of us, councillors. Do I have someone who's prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, I move that council receive and note the financial hardship support report.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Is this motion opposed? Would anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell.
I note that the health regulation and registration renewals had been waived for 27 applicants, and I believe that with the journey that hospitality's had in 2020 with COVID, that I'm sure that the free registration or the registration refunds were well received.
Would anyone else? Councillor Hunter.
I'd just like to say that it's a great initiative for Council to recognise the hardship that people would have gone through in this time in the COVID period. So it's just wonderful that they've reached out to be able to do this for community. So thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? Okay, we'll put that to the motion. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 9.6. Review of mayoral and councillor allowances. The purpose of this report is to review and determine the level of mayoral and councillor allowances. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Could I have someone, is someone prepared to move that motion? Councillor Flynn.
Recommendation. The council, having reviewed the level of councillor and mayoral allowances and benchmarked these with other category two councils, propose that the mayoral and council allowances be paid at the upper limit of the band of category two councils. And number two, to seek community submissions and comment on the proposed allowance by the close of business Wednesday, 3 March 2021.
Thank you. Could I ask someone to second that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Hanger. Is this motion opposed? Thank you. Councillor Finn, would you open the debate, please?
There are many and varied roles and responsibilities and obligations of being an elected representative. Horsham City Council is defined as a Category 2 council for the purposes of councillor allowances. By approving this, we as a council will be in line with other Category 2 councils throughout the state. Why should we be treated differently? The report states, the government's 2018 policy statement says councillor allowances are designed not as a form of salary, but recognition of their contribution. Each councillor has made a commitment to this position for the betterment of our community. This commitment takes time, effort, and periods of time away from family, friends, employment, and recreation. The 2020-2021 budget has a provision for allowances being paid at the Category 2 level. We, as a group, are making decisions about a multi-million dollar budget along with assets, infrastructure, and the future of our community. It is to be noted that councillors may choose to take the whole allowance, take part of the allowance, or not take the allowance at all. And this information is all presented and publicly available in the council, in the council's annual report. Those who live within our community have the opportunity to provide feedback on the outcome of this decision. Before providing a submission, I would hope that those who make a submission understand the roles and responsibilities of this position and all that comes with it.
Thank you. Councillor Hainer.
When I was making my inquiries and deciding whether I was going to be a councillor or not, and whether it was for me, the local Women's Government Association had stated that the role that we would undertake would be approximately, that we would need to set aside approximately 25 to 30 hours per week to do our role and perform the duties to the benefit, to maximum benefit for community. So it's virtually a part-time job that we are doing, and I agree with Councillor Flynn when she stated all the responsibilities that go with the decision-making process, the, you know, millions in the budget that we are dealing with and decisions that we're making on assets and everything else that the community rides on. So we have responsibility, and with that, I think that it should be, you know, the allowance should be commemorative with that. And again, it just raises us to the level of everyone else within the state also, because we'll then be receiving the same as everyone else does. And I think that that's only fair. And again, we have the choice whether we keep that or whether we actually donate that allowance to a charity as well. So we have options if we choose not to keep it. Thank you.
Someone wish to speak against this motion? Councillor Bell.
In light of the impact on our community due to COVID and standing to represent my community, I'm not prepared to support this motion. I'm not concerned with comparisons to other councils, only what happens in the Horsham Rural City Council municipality that affects our ratepayers and our community. I'm not comfortable at this stage due to COVID to actually accept an increase in allowance. And I don't negate anything that Councillor Flynn or Councillor Hainel have said about the position, but it's just the current situation. As I've indicated during briefing sessions, my preference is to wait until the local government minister makes his ruling on allowances under the new Local Government Act, because then it's not the responsibility of any council to decide on the allowance level. So I'm against the motion at this stage.
Would anyone else like to speak for the motion? Councillor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I agree with everything that's been said, even with Councillor Bell. I really do agree with things like that too. But we are putting in a position as councillors and put in that position to make finite decisions. One of those decisions is to recognise the time and the effort that councillors in this council put in to support the community, to assist the community, and to build the community. Okay. In relation to the financial gain, there really is no financial gain. It's an allowance paid so as we can go about our duties as a councillor. I foresee in the near future that when somebody makes a decision for us, that yes, that's the easy way out. Here, we're asking the community to recognise the abilities that we have got as councillors to make decisions, and one of those decisions is the allowances paid to councillors. What has been said is well said. What has been spoken about by the three people who spoke before me are all true, all factual. But I do believe that as city councillors, we need to pay the people that do the job as a city councillor what they deserve and what has been allocated to us to be paid to us. So, thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Councillor Ross.
Could I have a question of clarification, please?
Certainly.
As I read the agreement, this community consultation happens after
we
make a decision?
Yes, as of tomorrow.
Can I resume my seat? I'll speak in a minute.
If you'd like to speak against the motion, you can speak now.
All right. Thanks for me, Galena. Effective communication with the community is important. I really am concerned that you consult the community after the decision is made. I think it's tokenism and quite frankly insulting to the intelligence of the Horsham people. Also, as Councillor Guy Bell said, we're in times of financial hardship. I don't think it's a good look in the community or an ethical look to give ourselves a 25%, effectively a 30% pay rise. Where many people have lost their jobs and many businesses on teetering on the border of, I guess, bankruptcy or not being able to continue. And every councillor here said they didn't stand for the money. So it's on this basis that I propose this motion, and I urge other councillors to do the same. I just think it's not a good look for in the community, and it's inappropriate in such a time of hardship. Thank you.
I'm just going to ask for clarification
sorry, I didn't understand your question earlier, Councillor Ross. So what Councillor is doing tonight is if he decides to actually support the recommendation of the motion, you're effectively declaring the intention to increase the allowances. You're not actually increasing them as of tonight. So there's a process to be followed after you declare your intention, which is to go to the community, seek their submissions, consider those submissions, and then make the final decision. So there's another hurdle to be crossed after this point.
So this will come back to the March meeting
for a final decision. That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Right. That collects all the community feedback. Okay, thank you. Right, would anyone else like to speak to this motion? Councillor Bowen.
Yeah, I'm sort of a bit split because I do agree with both sides, because I'm seeing it both sides, and I probably would make my decision after seeing the second part of the recommendation community submissions, because I sort of I feel that it's not sort of right now to sort of to bear on the community and businesses who are still feeling the effects of COVID. The COVID restrictions have changed our way of living. and has stopped us from getting back to everyday living and the community, interacting with others through social gathering, market, recreational activities, sports, community groups and clubs. We don't know what's around the corner with COVID-19 and how it will affect the community. Because I'm sort of split down the middle, because I know we probably, when it comes back at a future meeting, we might know clear on what's happening with the COVID situation and the effect and the vaccine effect that may occur. Because I'm sort of also sort of thinking beyond, and I'm sort of seeking further information and clarification. So I'm sort of split at the moment. Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you. Okay. This motion establishes the maximum councillor and mayoral allowance claimable for this year, 2021. Let me be very clear, councillors, there is absolutely no obligation on you to claim this allowance. Councillors, you may choose to accept all, some, or none of your allowance. You may even choose to accept it all and donate some or all of it to charity. It is your personal choice and your decision. This motion will bring Horsham Rural City Council in line with every other Category 2 council in the maximum allowance claimable. I actually raised this with the Minister for Local Government and told him it was really inappropriate that we went through the current process, and he apologised profusely but said, I'm really sorry, but you still need to do that this year. As of next year, the Independent Tribunal will set all mayoral and council allowances for 2022 and beyond. But unfortunately, this year, this is the process that every council in the state must undertake. I believe in enabling individual choices, and therefore I will be supporting this motion. Councillor Flynn, would you please close out the debate?
Thank you, fellow councillors, for your thoughts. We are sitting around this table to show leadership and to make decisions, and I think this is a decision we need to make. Maybe things have happened that the tribunal is not in place, but I have a really big issue with us not being equal to the other councils in Category 2. At some point in time, someone has decided that what we do, what we're responsible for, we fall into Category 2, and I think if people look at us and go, well, why are they saying they should only be in Category 1, not in Category 2, I think that makes us look less in the eyes of those who look at us from outside. So I'm here to make decisions, and we're all here to show leadership, and I thank everyone for their contribution.
Thank you. We'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. Those against? Right, thank you. That is carried.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor, can I call for a division,
please? Of
course
you can. All those in favour, please raise your hand. We have Council Haynell, Council Flynn, Council Powell, Council Glean. Those against, please. Council Bell, Council Ross, Councillor Bowe, by not voting, you are voting against the motion. Abstaining, you are voting against the motion. Is that what you wish to do? You'll stay, note as abstain? Yep, okay. That motion is carried. Thank you. All right, we're now up to 9.7, Community Vision and Council Plan Project Update. The purpose of this report is to receive and note an update on the project plan for the development of the 20-year Community Vision and 4-year Council Plan during 2021. Councillors, I have a recommendation in front of me. We have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is probably the closest thing to my heart of the lot. I've been on about a community vision for years, and hence the reason I stood for council. So I'm very, very fully supporting this motion. So the new local government... Move that council receive and note the update regarding the project plan for the community vision and council plan project.
Thank you. No, that's right. Councillor, can I have a second, please? Councillor Powell, your first person I saw. Now, Councillor Bell.
Sorry. So I support this, the new local government requirement to complete a community vision, which in turn will feed into the council plan and strategies. And I believe we now have a great opportunity for council projects and services to be in line with what our community values and wants. The new 2020 Act, which is based around some general clear principles of transparency, accountability, openness, commitment, fairness and clarity. Our Horsham Rural City community will shape what we'd like it to look like in the next 10 to 20 years. The last 12 months has shown us that what some of us thought we really loved and valued is now being reassessed following COVID, and we've got different important placed in different things in our lives. There will be opportunities to help discuss and deliberate on the big issues and plans impacting our city, whether it's parks and playgrounds, the arts, community services, local roads or major infrastructure. We want your voice to help shape Horsham's future. The resulting community vision needs to be owned by the community and the councillors. It will then feed into the council plan and the other strategic plans, which once endorsed by council become the documents that guide the CEO and council staff to put it into action for the community. Our community vision will be reviewed at the beginning of each new four-year term of council.
Thank you. Councillor Cowan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It gives me great pleasure to vote in favour of this community vision and council plan. Being a councillor in the last 4 years and going through the process of council plans and so forth, and vision for the future, this I think is something fantastic that we look for 10, maybe 20 years in advance. It's something that does need to be done, and it's something that I'm very proud that the fact that I'm going to be one of the 7 members that are actually going to look into the future and develop things for the future, develop plans, develop visions for the future. We very much need that in Horsham at the moment. I've spoken endlessly about facilities that we do not have in Horsham or that we do have in Horsham that just don't meet the standards of every other regional city. This, with the community coming along with council, will be a great thing for the future of the regional city of Horsham. Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Would anyone else like to speak?
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I think this is fantastic. This is the way forward and taking community with us on the journey for the next 10 to 20 years. And processes do take time, so that's why the long-term vision is so important. And this has been community's chance to get on board with us, and it's exciting. It's exciting for community, it's exciting for us as a group, and I'm really excited and positive and looking forward to the future as all this progresses and we see our town grow and develop to where it should be. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak?
I fully agree that everyone else has spoken for the community vision, because I absolutely can't wait to get started. I just can't wait to hear it from every single community member, from toddler up to 100-plus years old. I just can't wait. You know, I better sit down, but I think I'm pushing these away too fast. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? No, she's already spoken. Councillor Bell gets to close it out.
Okay, thanks, Micheline. If you plan to fail, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. This is a great thing to get a vision for the municipality, and it's essential to strengthen our relationship with the community so we can move forward together and have a vision for the whole municipality, not just the city of Horsham, but our smaller communities scattered around our rural city. And I'd really support this proposal.
Thank you. It's lovely to see so much enthusiasm in the room, but I think this is a really big opportunity for us, and when I say us, I mean council, to engage with everyone within the community. And we are going to have to think about how we do this. We're going to have to do it differently. And there may be people who have a bit of a house party and have friends over for dinner and you talk about what sort of vision you want. It may be that we have to send people under 30 a text message. It may be that we engage with all our local volunteer groups and we write them a letter and say, hey, we want to hear from your membership base. So I'm, like everyone else, excited, and I think this is a really big and great opportunity, not only for us as councillors, but for us as a municipality.
Thank you. So the 20-year community vision will be a compilation of visions that captures the needs of residents in all parts of our municipality. I asked a business owner last week what she wanted our community to look like in 20 years, and she went, "Oh, I'd like a vibrant community." And I said, "So what does vibrant look like to you?" "Oh." So we want those big ideas. So what are the facilities, infrastructure and services that our municipality should aspire to develop and deliver over the next 20 years? I know many out there watching tonight who regularly say, "Council should be doing XYZ, we should have XYZ in our community." Well, this is your chance to have a say, put your big ideas on paper. We want to hear your big ideas, blue sky, big picture. Think about, you know, what we can do, what our community needs. It is my expectation that the residents of our smaller towns and farming districts will explain what is important to each of their communities and what they aspire to look like in 20 years' time. So that means I'm looking forward to hearing the visions for the communities of Nadimuck, Dazzles Bridge, Jung, Pimpernay, Brimpane, Larne, Tulane, Tuckage, and everybody else. So all of those can be captured in our 2020 vision because they're all members of our municipal community. So we need to hear from each of them. Horsham will have a vision, but each of those smaller communities will have a vision that's representing their community needs. So it will be a collaboration, a collection of all of those things is what I think it will look like. The online engagement portal is now live at hrcc.vic.gov.au, and I encourage everyone to have your say about what your specific locality or our entire municipality could and should aspire to look like in 20 years' time. And over the coming weeks, there will be opportunities for our entire community to participate in online, a whole range of different in-person activities across the municipality. So we'll be going out to the small communities and asking for their vision for them as well as the entire municipality. So I think this is great. Thank you. Councillor Bell, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. A core focus of Council Beyond 2020 is to improve community consultation and align with the community on the direction and decisions made by Council. So to all the community listening tonight and all those who read about it after tonight, for this to work, you need to be actively involved by really thinking about our future for the whole municipality. So let's start chatting with our neighbours, families, friends, workmates, those we play sport with or meet up with in the street. Share ideas respectfully because we will all have different visions. Listen and build on each other's ideas, then submit them. Some will just answer questions and note points. Others may jot down detail. Express in a way that's right for you at the various opportunities that will be available for you to participate. I ask the Horsham community, trust this process and please participate.
I will now put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. Council reports and acknowledgements. Can I have someone please move that we suspend standing orders? Councillor Flynn. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Power. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Reports? Councillor Power. Second. Councillor Ross, thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Okay, we have no urgent business and we have no petitions and joint letters. We move to the procedural business, please. The purpose of agenda item 13.1 is to receive and note the informal meetings of councillors for the brief council briefing meetings held on the 10th of December 2020 and the 18th and 20th of January 2021. We have no documents to seal and no inward correspondence, but we do have a committee report. So the purpose of the agenda item 13.4 is to receive and note the following council committee minutes, Horsham Tidy Towns committee meeting held on 8 December 2020. Councillors, I have a recommendation there. Do I have someone prepared to move that as a motion, please?
Recommendation that Council receive and note agenda items 13.1, informal meetings of councillors, record of meetings, 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, and 13.4, Council committee minutes.
Thank you. Can I have a second, please? Does anyone want to speak to this motion? Being opposed? Thank you. We'll take that as carried. Notice of motion, there are none. Confidential matters. There is a confidential item on the agenda for consideration tonight. I will now advise the councillors and the public that the meeting will now close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. Can someone now move that the council meeting move into confidential matters, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. And second, thank you, Councillor Bell. Back to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried.